Sometimes Mr. Tony takes a break. Ooh, he does. Yes, he does. And all the desperate littles turn my way. That's pretty dumb. Yes, it's dumb.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for February 11, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And if you're joining us this week because Tony's taking a week off and you just need something to listen to, as I warned you in that open, you're going to be let down. If Tony's show stinks, this show's even worse. Today's episode is brought to you by Horse Clips. Women clean their hair with horse shampoo. Real men cut their hair with horse shears. Horse Clips. And this is the 97th episode of the TK Jingles podcast. Big episode number 100 is coming 3 weeks. I'm pretty excited. We've got some exciting announcements on that show. We've got some guest stars, all kinds of fun original content. It's going to be great. I'd like to also collect your feedback. So I often don't put together a mailbag for this podcast just because it takes so much damn time to put together the songs and content and the set list and everything. But I would like to do one for that episode. So if you have thoughts, if you've been listening to this for a while, or if this is your first episode, send me feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com or on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you like. Let me know how it's evolved. I remember early on that summer of 2014, about 10 or 12 episodes in, I started getting notes from people saying, hey, you seem to be getting better at this, which was meant to be a compliment, but it raised the question of whether, you know, how bad was I to begin with? So anyway, welcome your feedback. I hope you enjoy this episode. We got a lot of new songs, even though Tony's out, the littles keep working. So we're going to open it up with four new songs here. Then we'll play another little set of new songs. We have a small section on Gretchen, then on Saliza, and then something about Larry David, followed by some highlights from the week, and then we'll end it with the mailbag. So opening the show here, we have John Fitzpatrick and Bill Bardo with Tony's Dead Airtime and Joe Arrow with When's the Show Back On. These are both great new songs about Tony being off. And then KJ and Brian collaborated on a timeless tune, Message to Michael. And then Steve Lipton with what I presume must be a news story because I must have missed this segment on the show, Kinkajou.
I got a car that is loaded with golf clubs, packed up and ready to go. Heard of a restaurant, has good Italian, a place the 1% goes. And all this flying, I hate to travel, I should be used to it now. Lived in one hotel, moved to another, got bathrobes all over town. I've been in LA and San Francisco, been playing golf all around. Got time for TV, but not for radio. I ain't got time for that now. Go out for dinner, some trendy restaurant. It's got a great view of the bay. I got my bankroll, Amex and Visas. Still hope I won't have to pay. Broadcasting Bayside, got on my leather. The camera's ready to roll. I keep DC time, golf in the off times. I might not ever get home. West Coast a party, you see where this goes. New Cali friends all around. There ain't no snowstorms, you can't keep DC. I ain't going back there right now.
Been some time since the show went dark, trying to deal without the usual snark of tone. He's on another vacation. When you're rich and famous and your friends with Tommy, you can work when you want and get your mail at the pawn. But that's when you're not on the greens. And so I cry sometimes when Rocky, Mike, and Mike. And there's no show next down on Rock. Zip, Pike, and I gotta wait. Gotta wait for the sports chicks. And so I get up in the morning and I go to my job with no spring in my step like a regular slob. And I scream from the top of my lungs, when's the show back on? And they say, Monday, yeah, Monday, yeah, few more days, yeah, the show's back on. And now it's Monday, yeah, Monday, yeah, thank you God, 'cause Mr. Toad is back on.
It's raining in Rockville, snowing in South Bend, and sleeting in Spokane, far away. So send a message to Michael, message to Michael. He's so damn sick of all of these in his quest to get the hell away. I hear Michael has gone and changed his name.
King Kachu, what's it doing in Miami? Snuggling with a granny. Me and you are subject to wild animals now and then. But when you're terrorized by a kinkajou, you lure them out with food again. Lure them out with food again. Kinkajou sleeping on her pillow. Kinkajou, that thing, it just might kill you. Kinkajou climbing in her attic.
All right, wonderful new songs from John, Bill, Joe, KJ, Brian, and Steve. Now, this next batch of new songs here, the first one, this is like such a pandering move. Dylan last week wrote this wonderful Aren't You Really a Republican song that was overlooked by Nigel, ridiculously. And so in an effort to get on the show, Dylan went the opposite direction and just wrote something about monkeys. And it's funny and it's great, but it's just like such a cheap move just to try to get in the air. And unfortunately, it backfired. It didn't work. I would much rather have heard, you know, either of these songs on there. But we can hear them here on the podcast. And then Sean Morrissey picked up on Tony's comment that he was a person of the fork. And is going to play a great Glenn Campbell tune here. And then Brad Weiss has a riff on Tony's flight to California, set to Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
He lives in a zoo. His predictions are bold. He's good friends with Nigel. His name's Reginald. Hey, hey, he's a monkey. Best prognosticator in town. And if he is picking football, you better put money down. Sure, he sleeps in a tree and eats beetles and ants, but he's adept with an iPad and water skis with Bud Grant. Hey, hey, he's a monkey, and he's got a winning record to boot. He goes fly fishing with Mike Ditka and looks great in a suit. He's crushing Jaworski, Carville and Courtney too. If you want to know the Super Bowl winner, just head to the National Zoo.
I am an orange man from Long Island, raised on Italian and Chinese. And if you ask me, DC lacks in both of these cuisines. So I've come to San Francisco, not for football, obviously. And I'm a person of the fork when I sit down to eat. Kids today like this red hot sauce. What a bunch of lame sissies. Give me the stuff that clears up all of my spring allergies. And I'm still not talking about football. And I don't give a who wins. Only with this bald orange guy. It's information for life.
There's a man who works in radio. He is who I want to be. Well, except for all the baldness and the living in D.C. And I'd hate to have a beard, and I'm not ready to be 84. You know, on second thought, I don't want to be Mr. Tony anymore.
This story's legend, so here's one more segment for you that follow my flights. Millie leads me with no big shot treatment through the security line. And Jeannie Valentino was first to hear me start to lose my mind. It should get bumpy, so I'll be grumpy when we cross the continental divide. No, I will not eat flying at 30,000 feet. Just the same, I still have human needs. This flight is so long, I'll have to pee. Airplanes have such tiny bathrooms. Is that too obvious to say? One more pill and they might find me unresponsive on the plane. Airplanes have such tiny bathrooms. Is that too obvious to say?
Ah, the dulcet tones of Professor Brad Weiss. Wonderful new songs there from Dylan, Sean, a little cameo by me and Brad Weiss. I got a tweet the other day from Aaron Taylor. He says, what's the over-under on Nigel Gretchen Wu songs this week? And it brings up an interesting point because, you know, he writes so many of these songs and you kind of forget that people are real. Like, they just become characters in a radio show or a TV show or whatever, and they take on a life of their own, independent of the actual person. And Gretchen Wu is an actual person. So, you know, Nigel on Thursday and Friday last week started to get into some personal stuff. And Kevin, his whole, he was like, Kevin Sheehan this week on Tony's show when they were in San Francisco, was like that little devil on the shoulder, just constantly prodding Tony or Nigel with something to indulge in something. So he wanted Nigel to go into details about his dates with Gretchen, and he wanted Tony just to keep talking about the food that he ordered or what was on the menu. I mean, everything that Kevin said was like, oh, tell us more, tell us more, but in a very snarky way, because the things that Kevin kept pushing at really shouldn't have been talked about because either they were stupid or they were inappropriate. Anyway, So, you know, Aaron's question about how many songs we're going to get about Nigel and Gretchen's relationship there, you know, maybe that's a taboo topic, or maybe that's something that we just need to be careful about because you don't want to harass somebody or make these in some way, you know, hurtful or anything like that, unless it's about Chris Eliza, and we'll get to that later. But for someone innocent, you know, like Gretchen, who didn't bring this upon herself, he probably don't want to do that. So I tried to walk a line here. I really did want to do something about it. And there was one line in particular from the whole exchange between Tony and Nigel that stuck out with me. And that was when Nigel was describing why Gretchen was so great. And it basically boiled down to the fact that she was just a young female Asian version of Tony, which, like, was so preposterous. So I want to play this one song with a little clip from that. And then after this, on the other side, we're going to talk about Mr. Saliza.
So what did you do? Another Gretchen Wu moment?
Yes, oh boy. Gretchen Wu came.
I'm hearing the sounds. I'm hearing the sounds.
Me too.
She describes herself as a younger female Asian version of Tony Kornheiser.
Just, you know.
Yes.
Nigel sitting there with Gretchen Wu, talking sports and some ancient history too. Speaking Latin's nice, so this couple's gone out twice. And Nigel's looking for a reason not to leave. Oh, Gretchen Wu, Nigel's into you 'cause you remind him of somebody else. A bald orange shoe that he sees every day, who sounds a lot like yourself. Gretchen, there's still time, change your mind, change your name, and leave this all behind. Gretchen, he'll break your heart, he's only after a green card. Nigel's looking for a reason.
Hopefully Nigel does find a reason to leave and is back in the DMV next week for another week of Tony's show and everything returning to normal. I saw an idea on the ideas page from Curtis Murphy about Saliza. And Chris Saliza is a frequent topic of jingles. I think only Kevin Sheehan and maybe Wilbon have more songs about them than Chris does. And he's often the subject of much spite. And if you've ever seen the TK Jingles message boards at this website stinks, he is the most reviled figure other than maybe Tori Clark in the pantheon of Tony co-hosts and guests. And he gets a lot of crap on there, and mainly it's just because he parrots whatever Tony says and often interrupts or doesn't add anything interesting to the conversation. But, you know, when he's on there once a week, I really don't mind. I think that in limited doses, you know, anything is good for you or isn't going to kill you. But when he's on there 4 days a week, you know, it does wear on you a little bit. I get a lot of email from Anita, especially, and other people asking about, you know, what's the deal with this guy? So, you know, when I saw this idea from Curtis, I really wanted to do it. I recruited Mike and Burke to pitch in on the bridge because I know that Saliza has a special place in his heart as well. And what you're about to hear now is the result of that collaboration. And this is always my favorite one to do. I think that there was a wonderful idea. Curtis was, you know, had a good seed there, and he was willing to let me change it and add my own spin. I was able to pull Mike in to get that extra snark. And now the end results, Saliza.
Come on, man. What are we even doing here, man?
Saliza, you're driving me nuts. You're on Mr. Tony Show daily. Don't you have a field hockey game to attend? I tune in to Tony's show. Here's Saliza nearly drive off the road. Guess it's true that life's not fair. Chris keeps talking and using up our precious air. Saliza, we kid 'cause
to do for Bezos. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, because I'm a pretty big wheel there. Pretty big wheel. And we were going to do that whole segment on the Division III Field Hockey Final Four. That is the official name, Loomis Chafee School for the Rich.com. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, that come on, man haunts my dreams. Well, I guess they would be nightmares. As we continue to mine the Tony Kornheiser show for song ideas, I feel like a prospector standing in a stream, shaking a pan and looking for gold, usually just finding a bunch of rocks. But, you know, the more you do that, eventually you're going to find something, right? So there was an email or a tweet or something I got here. This is an example of, like, where we're going with this. Sam sent a suggestion. He said, you should do Sausage on the Side to the tune of Time is on My Side. And I guess Tony must have had sausage on the side of his breakfast. Like, I don't know that that's going to be a very great song, unless there's something else I'm just totally missing from that story. But that would be pretty rough. I mean, if I put that together, I think that you'd have one line of a chorus about eating sausage with breakfast, and then you would quickly press the stop button. But anyway, just it illustrates how far this has evolved / devolved. Where we're not just singing about faxes and notes, but we're singing about old guy radio or news stories or the Open or what's going on in local DC sports. It's really, become such a diverse and eclectic group of songs and different topics and perspectives, and it's great. So this past week, there was a moment that really stuck out to me, and I wanted to do a jingle, so I hastily put something together for this podcast. Hopefully it turned out okay. But Tony has been campaigning to golf with Lewis Black forever, and it still hasn't happened yet, but he finally got Lewis Black to agree to it, Lewis Black the comedian. And I guess he knows that Lewis Black is friends with or knows Larry David, and he's always trying to get with Larry David. So Tony randomly dropped this week that, oh yeah, I still want to have that golf outing with Lewis Black, and I think that I need to tell Larry David that, you know, the president's going to be there too, so he's going to want to come. And it was like Tony was leveraging these golf outings that he's had with President Obama and, like, using him as bait to get Larry David to make a trip to DC to golf with the three of those guys. Like, so President Obama's going to come along basically as, like, some type of token so that Larry David will come meet Tony, when Larry David, as, you know, we all know, is so much more rich, powerful, successful than Tony that if he really wanted to golf with the president, and the president wanted to golf with him, I'm sure that would have already happened or would happen. Anyway, so that whole thing happened, and so I was thinking about Larry David in the context of Tony. And then this past weekend, Larry David hosted SNL, and his monologue, it was a Tony Kornheiser old guy radio or an Open. It was amazing. He was talking about how he was a poor schmuck, but now he's a rich prick, and he hates having guests over because he doesn't know what to serve them. And whenever he gets anywhere, he always can't wait to leave. I mean, it was just perfect. So, you know, maybe those guys do get together. They'll either hate each other or love each other. But I was inspired based on Larry David's spiel and Tony's preposterous using Obama to get to Larry thing to do this following song.
I can't wait to leave anywhere I am. Just one of a few things that brings me joy in life. When
I have guests, I still go to bed real early. I run away with no goodbye. Sounds like Louis Black is in, and Obama's got nowhere else to be. You went to Camp Kiyuma, so did I, and we're both on TV. I doubt that you'll have fun, but then this isn't about you, it's about me.
All right, so now I wanted to play two last tracks here before we wrap this up. The number one jingle of the week, Hotel with Two Bathrobes, followed by the number three jingle of the week, but a huge hit on last week's show, and probably would have been pressing harder for that number one spot if it were released just a few days earlier, Incoherent State by Patrick Moffitt.
His mind is Terry Cloth twisted. He likes a deep cotton blend. He makes a very petty, petty choice. PTI pays a tab. Did they put him in a courtyard by Marriott's? Tones a true one for center. Did the bean counters forget? So he called up the captain. Please bring me my robe, he said. We don't have that garment here, but we could get you extra soap. And still those voices are calling in Tony's head. Changing ends in the middle of a trip, just to hear them say, hey, welcome to the hotel with two bathrobes. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
and it's doubly priced. Living it up at the hotel with two bathrobes. They got merchandise. Don't sacrifice.
Broadway Schwitz break.
A new joke. Maybe I should try to find a new joke, one that isn't basically one note. Naked men schwitzing eating steak. No, screw that. Next week, I think I'll double down and do a Schwitz cast. 30 songs about dining in a men's bath. Just imagine what everyone would say. Yes, one joke can last an entire year. Just look at faxes and notes. Well, okay, the Schwitz joke clearly has more play. A Schwitz song.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? It's your local Florida PD, and we're coming through your door. Hello there, sir. We didn't mean to cause a stir. We heard that there were problems. So strange for a budget inn. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Your lady friend ain't looking good, but there's two capuchin monkeys, and they're dressed in sailor suits. You wouldn't believe the night we had. A fine performance of South Pacific. Flashing star, they earn rave reviews. A couple of chips acting like full grown monkeys. When I was a child, we had a lemur. Or maybe he was just a baboon. Now I've got two primates once again. You're not from Florida, you wouldn't understand. You need to huff some glue. Oh, it's so great, this incoherent state.
Some of the wonderful new material top on the charts at tkjingles.com this week. Speaking of tkjingles.com, on the ideas page this past week, there was an idea, fully conceived, of Trump to the tune of Lump. And it was great, except that I've done that three times already, and many other people have as well. And it's not, so I don't want to discourage people from putting ideas in, but it was one of those things where it frustrates me so much with social media and Facebook and Twitter. I've done almost 300 of these stupid songs, plus God knows how many outtakes and things for the podcast, and so little of it gets heard by everybody. I mean, if it's on Tony's show, that greatly increases the chances you're going to hear it. But something like that, this idea that was there was good, but it was clear that the person that submitted it did not know that I had done it. And so, I just wanted to share that there is a search engine there. And for example, Romel also sent in a message and said, "Call me nuts, but I have Steely Dan's Dr. Wu on my mind when I hear about Gretchen Wu." And of course, there's a Dr. Wu jingle on the website. So Romel, instead of singing to himself, could have gone and listened to these wonderful Brad Weiss tones singing about Gretchen Wu. So use the website. It's there for you. It's free. It's got lots of features. If there's something that you want, just let me know and I'll be happy to add it. We're approaching 2,000 songs on the website. So I am open to other ideas and ways to try to organize all this stuff. Maybe there's a different layout or a different filters or whatever that we need to put on there, just to try to make sense of all this stuff so that people can hear new material, hear their favorite material, hear whatever, every time they go there. And then for one other idea I got that I'm just putting out there, if anybody wants to take it, and I encourage you, go to the ideas page. If you sing these songs or if you like these songs and you feel like you want to participate, there's a tutorial on how to do it yourself, along with hundreds of ideas that you can jump in on and perform. Old Man Beeston sent an idea about Tony flying called Just Take the Pills, set to the tune of Blueberry Hill. And that sounds like Blueberry Hill, that would be a fun song to do a jingle for. And last week's podcast ended with the Shadow. And Andrew says, "You tease, I thought you were ending the podcast with another episode of The Shadow." Just the laugh, though. He says, "Free the Shadow." And I welcome that feedback. So I've gotten mixed reviews on The Shadow. I would love to do a second episode. And I actually have kind of a 4 or 5 part saga mapped out in my mind, if there's interest. It's something that I can tack on to the end of the podcast or, kind of bury in here. So if you just want to come for the songs, you're not going to be bombarded with it. And each one's only like a minute and a half to 2 minutes anyway. But I'd love to keep doing the Shadow things from time to time, maybe once a month, once every 3 months, whatever. So send me your feedback if you'd like to hear more of that. And then before we go, I wanted to send a special shout out. I mentioned the social media frustration. I always try to toe a line between communicating what exciting things are going on and not being annoying. Like if there's a really exciting jingle, I want to share that like every hour, just because Twitter is such a massive cesspool of crap. If you follow more than 50 people, you'll never see my message. So But I also know if I do that, a lot of people are going to mute me or block me or ignore me or whatever. So I try to balance that line. But Jen Babish, Tom Miskoic, Anjin, and One Wolf are always reliably supportive of my social media campaign. So every time I put something out there, I just wanted to acknowledge those folks. They always take the effort to favorite it or give some feedback or something. So I know that it's not being lost in the abyss. Next episode is number 98. We are counting down to number 100. So I hope you join me next week for more wonderful jingles and maybe some ads, maybe some schvitz. Who knows? Tune in. It'll be huge.
When will this streak end? Don't you have a field hockey game to attend? Making love in the afternoon with Saliza.
Oh, my God. What am I saying? Oh, Jesus.